Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at a stack of sources that, well, they describe what analysts are calling the industrialization of deception. We're talking about a really troubling new cybercrime platform called Air Traffic.
And this is a major shift. I mean, Air Traffic isn't just another tool. It's really a new, a highly efficient business model for these complex social engineering attacks.
A business model.
Yeah, it basically packages psychological manipulation into a ready-to-use platform.
Mm-hmm.
It just dramatically lowers the barrier to entry for criminals all over the world.
Okay, so our mission for this deep dive is focused on, I think, three critical areas. First, we have to get into the mechanics of this thing. How does it work, and why is it so terrifyingly simple to use?
Right.
Second, we're unpacking why these automated deceptions, which are called click-fix attacks, are getting such, shockingly high conversion rates.
Mm.
And finally, we'll try to translate all that technical stuff into, you know, actionable defenses you can actually use right now.
And that's the key thing. If you're just relying on traditional security that only blocks bad files, Air Traffic is designed to get around that entirely. It makes the victim willingly, you know, execute the attack themselves.
So understanding the psychology is just as important as the tech.
It's everything.
Okay, let's unpack this then. We've heard the name Air Traffic. Our sources define it as a self-hosted traffic distribution system, and its only purpose is to generate these incredibly convincing but fake website malfunctions.
That is the core function, exactly. It's all about tricking you, the user, into believing your device or your browser is broken somehow, and then compelling you to follow a set of instructions to fix it.
And the origins are pretty telling, right? It popped up in late December 2024 on these underground Russian language hacking forums. The seller is a user known as Lenny AI.
But the price tag is what really tells the story here.
It's just $800.
That $800 price tag is key. It's not just a powerful tool. It's the democratization of serious cybercrime. For a single one-time payment, some threat actor gets access to this sophisticated automation that, you know, used to require a whole team of developers.
It puts high-end social engineering into the hands of, well, almost anyone.
Any opportunistic criminal, yeah. And once an attacker has already compromised a legitimate website, which is often the hardest part, deploying Air Traffic is, well, it's frighteningly simple.
Minimal technical skill needed.
I mean, remarkably minimal. Once an attacker can inject code into a legitimate site, integrating Air Traffic takes just a single line of HTML.
One line.
That's the entire footprint. It installs a whole tracking and activation system, and then it sits there silently in the background, just waiting for a specific kind of target to visit the page.
Which brings us to the attack itself, ClickFix. What makes this so different from, say, a normal phishing email?
Well, the distinction is crucial. Traditional phishing, you know, it relies on tricking you into clicking a bad link. ClickFix is different. It's social engineering, where you, the victim, are manipulated into willingly executing harmful commands yourself.
So you think you're fixing something?
You believe you're solving a genuine technical issue, like a corrupted display or a system update that you have to install. And by making you manually run the malicious code, the attackers just neatly bypass most antivirus software, most network filters.
Because I'm the one doing it.
You're performing the action.
Wait, so if I'm copying and pasting a line of code into my system terminal, my command prompt, I am functionally telling my own security to stand down. Why is that so much more effective?
Because your security controls are set up to stop unauthorized activity. If you, the authenticated user, start the sequence pasting code into PowerShell or double-clicking a file, the system just sees it as a user-approved action. It makes it incredibly difficult for any automated defense to step in.
The victim becomes the final security checkpoint.
And the attackers are using psychology to make sure that checkpoint fails.
That is just, it's genuinely devious. Let's get into the anatomy of that deception, because the automation here is where it really gets impressive. This isn't just spray and pray, it's highly targeted.
Oh, absolutely. Air Traffic stays hidden through this really sophisticated filtering. If you or I, you know, as researchers or just regular visitors, go to the page, we see the website normally, nothing's wrong.
It looks fine.
But the platform is constantly checking every visitor against a predefined list of criteria, things like your geographic location, your specific operating system details, browser version, things like that.
So if I'm not the target, it's just a normal shopping site. But if I am a specific user, say, in North America on a certain version of Windows, the whole experience changes.
Precisely. The moment that targeted victim lands on the page, the platform modifies the site's document object model, the DOM.
The DOM being the invisible blueprint of the web page.
That's a great way to put it. It's the script of the web page. So they aren't just sending you a picture of an error. They are literally rewriting the web page in front of your eyes to create these artificial glitches.
And these glitches are meant to cause panic, right? To force a quick response. What kind of fake problems are we talking about?
They're designed to look like catastrophic but fixable technical failures. We see things like garbled text, where the whole page is suddenly unreadable.
I've seen screenshots of that.
Or font replacements with random cryptic symbols, false browser update notifications that look identical to a real system message, or maybe a warning that a critical system font is missing. They create this believable technical chaos that forces you into an I need to fix this now mindset.
That sense of immediate system failure, that's the psychological trigger. It's designed to bypass any rational thought.
It is. They're capitalizing on that fear of data loss or system failure. When your screen goes haywire, your first impulse is to stabilize the machine, not to carefully check the URL bar. And that emotional response is the bedrock of ClickFix's success.
And then comes the trap. The platform offers a helpful-looking solution. Download this font, install this patch, or, and this is the most dangerous one, run this command in your system terminal.
This is the most brilliant and, frankly, dangerous part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
While you're focused on the instructions on the screen, that's the misdirection, the JavaScript code underneath is secretly preparing the payload. It automatically copies a malicious PowerShell command right to your clipboard.
So it's already there. I don't even have to select and copy it myself.
You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is paste and hit, yeah. Enter, believing you're fixing the problem,
yeah.
And executing that single line of code, well, that kicks off the download and installation of the final malware.
And these final payloads are tailored for whatever system they land on to make sure they do the most damage.
It's a very professional multi-platform delivery system. For Windows, we see things like Luma or Vadar, which are information stealers. If it detects a Mac, it'll hit you with AMS, which is also called Atomic Stealer.
And mobile isn't safe either.
Nope. Android users are targeted with mobile Trojans like Cerberus, and even Linux machines get hit with unspecified backdoor programs. It's all about ensuring maximum compatibility for maximum theft.
So if these actors are shelling out $800 for this tool, the return on investment must be huge. Our sources say the success rates are almost unheard of.
The reported effectiveness is what should genuinely worry everybody. Air Traffic apparently achieves conversion rates reaching 60% of targeted users.
60%? Wait, 60% of people who see the fake error actually follow through and execute the command?
That's what the reports claim. 60%.
Wow. That explains why these ClickFix attacks are surging. That isn't just luck. That's the perfect marriage of psychology and technical efficiency.
It confirms that attackers are just incredibly effective when they stop trying to beat the tech and instead just leverage human trust and panic. And the automation provides a scalable, configurable service. The threat actors get a user-friendly control panel where they can define exactly who to target by geography and what malware gets sent to which OS.
There's also that interesting geopolitical note, that constraint built into the system that gives us a pretty big clue about who built it.
Yes, that. The platform has hard-coded exclusions. It's built to prevent attacks against any systems that are in the Commonwealth of Independent States, the CIS countries.
The former Soviet republics.
Exactly. And that strongly suggests the developers are probably based in the Eastern European region. It's a key tell we often see in these underground communities that they have this kind of self-enforced local restriction.
And if we zoom out to the bigger picture, this kind of industrialization creates a self-perpetuating cycle of compromise, doesn't it? It turns victims into infrastructure.
This is the most insidious long-term impact. The stolen data is, of course, sold on darknet markets for profit. But more critically, the attackers then use those stolen credentials to compromise more legitimate websites.
So they steal the keys to new houses.
They steal the keys to new infrastructure, which they then load up with that single line of air traffic HTML, creating brand new launch pads for the next wave of ClickFix attacks. A successful attack today creates the compromised platform for 100 attacks tomorrow.
It really is the platformization of cybercrime.
Exactly. It completely changes the economics. They don't need to manually find new targets or deploy the attack by hand anymore. This automation lets them run dozens of sophisticated campaigns at the same time with almost no ongoing effort. It's a software-as-a-service model, but the service they're selling is disruption.
Which brings us to the most important question for you listening. How do you defend yourself against a threat that uses your own human instincts, your panic, as the main exploit?
The core defense has to be multi-layered. You need technical controls combined with critical user awareness. The number one rule that has to stick in your mind is this. A real technical problem almost never requires you to copy weird commands into a terminal or download random files from a website you just visited.
Okay, let's get practical. Let's talk red flags. What is the real definitive difference between a genuine browser update and one of these air traffic deceptions?
It's all about the location and the path.
Yeah.
If you see a pop-up on some random website demanding an urgent update, that is always suspicious. Browser updates always happen through official channels inside the browser itself, in the Chrome menu, Firefox settings, that sort of thing.
Never from a pop-up on a page that just broke.
Never. And if a site says you need to download a missing system font, just close it immediately. Your system fonts come pre-installed. Any legitimate font need would come from an official software source, not some random link forced on you by a broken page.
So the key action for a user is just skepticism and inaction. Don't rush to fix it.
Maintain total skepticism. The attackers rely on that pressure to act fast. If you see a glitch, the simplest, most effective defense is just to close the website. Then open a new, clean browser window and go to the site directly using a bookmark or by typing the URL. If the site is suddenly working fine, you know you are the target.
And for organizations, they need to protect their own websites from being turned into these launch pads.
Absolutely. Organizations have to implement robust website security monitoring, specifically to look for unauthorized code injections, like that one line of HTML.
What does that look like?
Key measures are things like regular security audits, continuous file integrity monitoring, and deploying a web application firewall, or a WAF. Think of a WAF as like a digital bodyguard that stands in front of your website, analyzing traffic and blocking suspicious code before it can ever run.
And the internal training needs to go beyond just don't click on weird links.
Oh, definitely. Security awareness training has to specifically address click-fix tactics and the psychological pressure they use. Your employees need to recognize those red flags.
Yeah.
The weird system messages that don't look quite right, any requests to execute commands, and that manufactured sense of urgency.
Time is your friend.
Time spent verifying is time the attacker loses. Every time.
So what if someone listening thinks they might have already fallen for it? They executed a command. What's the immediate next step?
Okay, if you suspect you've been compromised, you have to act fast.
Well,
first step, absolute first step, is to disconnect from the internet. Unplug the cable. Turn off the Wi-Fi. Cut the connection to stop them from stealing more data.
Okay, disconnected. Then what?
Then run thorough malware scans with reliable, updated security software. And crucially, from a separate, known, clean device, change all of your passwords, every single one. And turn on multi-factor authentication everywhere you can. You have to assume everything on that infected device is now compromised.
So to wrap this all up, it sounds like the emergence of air traffic means that cybercrime has really entered its age of platformization.
It has. This isn't crude phishing anymore. This is sophisticated tooling that efficiently bundles psychological expertise with automation. And our defense strategies have to shift. We need to focus less on specific malware names and more on recognizing these attack patterns, these techniques that exploit human behavior.
It just accelerates the whole arms race, doesn't it? The sources noted that this trend, automation and platformization in cybercrime, mirrors legitimate software as a service business models. It really makes you wonder. If criminals are successfully adopting these modern, efficient business models selling data disruption for just $800 a pop at, what does this new era imply for the sheer scale of future threats? How quickly do our defenses have to adapt to keep pace with the efficiency of criminal entrepreneurs? Something to think about as you rethink your security.